I want to finish up the Tosfos with the sugya here, and then if we have time, we start Chazaru. Here's the Mar Mekaymis, Yosef Binyamin, the Mar Mekaymis here, and the questions also. Okay, the Gemara concluded in Yudam and Aleph, it said that Ella, two lines on the top, Kiktani Milsa the Lesa B'Kedushin, Milsa the Isa B'Kedushin Loktani. The Gemara said the criterion for the list are dinim that apply only to get ish and shtar shukur that do not apply to kedushin, but a matter or a din that does apply to kedushin didn't make the list. So the Gemara asks, v'chazara gufa isa b'kedushin. What do you mean? We find chazara by kedushin. A guy could give his Rashi. We saw a guy could give a shtar kedushin to a shliach, and the husband could retract michoz or bo. It's not a problem. It's not a schus for her either because she becomes also the kuli alma, and she doesn't get any mizonos. We discussed that at great length. So what's going on here? Chazara does apply. So that number four, that din, here's the Mar Mekaymis here, and the questions. The number four din of Reb Meir, which is fourth on the list, shouldn't be on the list. So Gemara gives the following answer. It says, B'shlichus ba'al korcha de begerishin isu b'kedushin leisu. Let's get it. Says b'shlichus ba'al korcha de begerish and isa kedushin leisa, that the concept of shlichus ba'al korcha exists by gerishin, it doesn't exist by kedushin. So that's what we were referring to. So lamaisa, we need to move away from chazara and say that it doesn't really mean chazara, rather it means something else. Rather it means this notion of being Baal Korcha, okay? This notion of being Baal Korcha, and that's the Lashon HaGemara. Shlichus Baal Korcha. So we're fine-tuning what it means. And Shlichus Baal Korcha, the Begerish Nisa, the Kedushin Lesa. Now, I'm just thinking to myself, before we even get into the Tisis, did you guys think to yourselves, how does it fit into the title at all? You know what I mean? It's like Chazara exists by Kedushin, right? So the Gemara asks the Kashas. The Gemara says, the Tana is talking about Shlichus, that was what? That was Baal Korcha, sent out. So in other words, you sent out Shlich to divorce a woman or to free the Eved, and that Shlichus, Lamaisa, you can be Chozer Bo, because the case was a Baal Korcha case. You follow what I'm saying? Whereas by Kedushin, it doesn't such exist. You follow what I'm saying, Eliezer? In other words, if I ask you, how does this fit the list said what? It said Reb Meir Barba B'Chazara. Correct, Nate? So what does Chazara mean? You have to fine-tune what the word Chazara is. It means Chazara in a case of Shlichus Baal Korcha. You got to say a little bit of a Chad Gadja just to save shot in the Gemara. Okay? I want you to be in tune to that before we even get to the Tisis. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, it's a case of Chazara in a case of Shlichus Baal Korcha. Yeah? But you have to fit it into Chazara, because that's the case. You follow what I'm saying, Aryeh? Arba, you have to fit it into that. So in essence, what it really is, and we'll actually get to it, Linetter, what it is that the way I'm presenting it to you is all one case. The truth is, you break it down, it really could be two cases in a sense. Because it's Chazara in a case of what? Can you have a case of what? Gerushin Baal Korcha. Of course you can. You can't have Kedushin. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, in essence, if you really wanted to break it down, it's really two cases. It would turn out to be five for a mayor and four for what? Four for the Chachamim. Do you understand what I'm saying? But we're not, I'm saying the Pshat and the Gemara, we're not doing that. We're viewing it as all one case. Okay? Binyamin, you follow what I'm saying? If you break it down like that, you really could say that, because you're basically fine-tuning and saying it's Chazar in a case of Gerushin Baal Korcha. Well, you know, Gerushin Baal Korcha itself could be a difference. Gerushin is Baal Korcha. Kedushin is not. So that itself is a chilul. And then you could say a Chazar in that case, can you be Chozer Bo? You know what I mean? In a case of what? You know what I mean? So, Lamaisa, what'd you say?
How can you say that Shlichus Baal Korcha is one and Chazara is one, but you said that Chazara can't be one because it has to do with Kedushin?
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. I'm saying the case of Chazara is a case of Chazara on a Shlichus that was going to be Bar Korcha. So you can have that animal of Shlichus Bar Korcha by a Get Ish Nishtar Shichur. A guy can divorce his wife against her will. A guy can free Nebuchadnezzar against his will. You can't have that animal by Kedushin because you can't Makadosh a woman against her will. So basically what I'm saying to you is that the Chazara of that case is not really a bona fide Chazara. It doesn't exist. There is no notion of Shlichus Baal Korcha by Kedushin that I can be Chozer Bo because you can't get those words really out of your mouth. You follow what I'm saying? So that's why it's not really, in essence, really a case on its own. I said to you a moment ago, you could break it down into two cases. The bottom line is, it's really not a case on its own. Because you can't have that animal. You can't have that animal by Kedushin. You can't have a concept that you're sending a shliach to a Kaddish woman against her will. And therefore I can be Chozer Bo. The reason why I can be Chozer Bo, because it doesn't exist.
So it can't be turned into two cases.
Right, that's what I'm saying to you. But I want you to think that. That's the reason why it's a little bit, and the reason why I went through that to show you, Nate, is that the Gemara says Chazara. It calls it Chazara. So I'm saying from the Pshat and the Gemara, it's not really a Chazara. You understand what I'm saying? It's not really a Chazara. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not really a Chazara. It's no Chazara because it doesn't exist, the concept of Shlichus Baal Korcha. By what? By Kiddushin. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit of a misnomer. Before we even get into the Taisvus of this notion of calling it Chazara. You hear what I'm saying? It's a little bit of a fake out. That's what I'm saying. Because it says Remeir b'Chazara. Didn't it say Remeir b'Chazara Arba? The Gemara calls it that, right? Doesn't the Gemara say Remeir b'Chazara Arba? It says, right? It said Minyan Lamute Mai. Said a corner of Kedivre Remeir b'Arba. Remember the third line from Testament Beis? You know what I mean? You see, the Gemara, you know, I'm thinking about it even more. Did the Gemara labeled it as Chazara? Where did the Gemara first call that Chazara? You remember that? Right here. The Chazara Gufa. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm thinking about it even more. It's not so nuts. Because the Gemara never said Kedivre Remeir b'Arba b'Chazara. The Gemara never, the Brisa never said that. The Brisa just said Kedivre b'Arba. It said Kedivre Remeir b'Arba. Didn't identify it. The Gemara called it Chazara in the fourth line of Gemara in Yudamav that we read today. What I'm saying to you is that once the Gemara gives that answer, I would scratch that word Chazara.
The Gemara continued to call it Shlichus Baal
Korcha. Yes, that's correct. So that I'm glad we went through that.
The Brisa doesn't say.
It never says Chazara. It never identifies it. I understand, but you don't label that case. The Gemara labeled it as Chazara. I'm saying the Maskanas Gemara, we're not going to label it as Chazara, because it's not a Chazara. That's what I'm telling you. That is the din. Why is that the din? By Kedushin. Arya, I'm telling you, why is that the din by Chazara by Kedushin? Because Shlichus Baal Korcha doesn't exist. They're not for the same reasons. By Gerushin Lamaisa and by Shtar Shichrur, they're not. Right. They're both chovs, and that's why. What? Why is it a chov? It's chov for a woman to get divorced, but it's also here. Bench, take the Amar Mekayimus and the questions, but it also is chov for if the Eved Kenani doesn't want to go free. That's also a chov for him. Generally, we've learned so far that what Shtar Shichrur is always what Shtar Shichrur is always a schus, not if it's against the guy's will. Yes, that's why I'm saying you could be chozer bo. Whereas by Kedushin Baal Korcha, there's no notion of chazar because it doesn't exist. That's why it doesn't bother me. I'm glad we went through this because the Gemara never identified as Chazara. I would say it's like Nate said. When the Gemara gives a terence, don't say it's called Chazara. It's called Shlichus Baal Korcha. It's a different term. That's what it's called. Yeah, you're right, the Mishnah says Chazara. That's the Mimaz with the Din. But it's based on a concept. What are the four things? Bafane Nechtav, Arkos, Kusi, and Shlichus Baal Korcha. I'm not going to call it Chazara. Binyamin, you follow what I'm saying? Okay, let's look at Rashi. Okay, who's going to read Rashi today? Yes, go ahead, Arya. Shlichus Baal Korcha, go ahead. See, similar to Gittin does not exist by Kedushin. Go ahead, Daha.
Daha,
Korcho. He doesn't want, for in case of Zizi, he has a good life. He doesn't want to go free. Go ahead. The shlichus doesn't get off the ground to give her a get against her will. It just, it doesn't exist. You can't do that. He says in the Gotzinim, bow. Al-Kor, what does it say? Baal Korcha, yeah. Take out the word al, I guess. You put the word Baal Korcha, okay? You can't make a shlich atzla Baal Korcha. Go ahead. Right. In other words, even though you can be chosobah by getting star sugar by kedushin, even though you're chosobah, it's still not similar. It's not similar at all. Why isn't that similar at all? Eliezer, you tell me why it's not similar. Because by get shikhar and star and get isha, why can you be chosobah? Because it's a chov. But what, why can you be chosobah by kedushin? Because the whole shlichus doesn't get off the ground. You cannot appoint a shlich to mekadesh a woman against your will. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what lodumi dahani means. That's what Rashi means when he says that. Lodumi dahani. That's why they're not similar. That is why they're not similar. Lodumi dahani is because by Shar Shikra and Gedish, in that case, it's going to be a chov, but by Kedushin, the whole animal doesn't exist. You cannot appoint a shliach to Makadish a woman against the will. That's what it means. Lo, what, lo. See, Rashi doesn't fill in the blank, but that's what you got to say that he means. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Lodumi dahani. That's a Lashon of Rashi. You got to fill in the blank. I want you to get down. In other words, by Shtar Shikr and by Gedisha, it's a chov. Shtar Shikr is normally a chos. Here in this case, it's a chov because it's against his will. So that's why you can be chosen, but it's a chov. So therefore what? Until she gets it, you can be chosen. But when it comes to what? When it comes to Kedushin, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. There is no what? There is no, he says, lo dumi dahani, ain't a domo l'shlil shoket, Shtar Shikr. He doesn't say why, but that's the Hasbro what we're saying. That's the Hezbollah, what we're saying. That's the Chiddush I want to bring out. Okay? That's the Chiddush we're saying. Okay. We got that? Clear? Okay. So that's a pshat in the Gemara. All right. So I think that's a way to say it nicely, Lomaisa. That those are the four things. Let's go right to Tysus. Okay? Go ahead, Arya. You're doing a great job. Let's see the Tysus. Okay? Go ahead. Because of what we said, right? Because there's no, because the chol by Gedish is Shtar Shikr, but it's not for what? But it doesn't exist by Kedusha. So I don't like to identify this Chazar anymore. Go ahead. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Go ahead. Oh, so what's Tosis Kasha? What's Tosis Kasha? You guys tell me. That if what? If we're the Machlichus Baal Korcha, that means even though the Rabbanan who normally say what? That you can't be Chazarbo because going free is a schus. They should agree here that it's a chov, and you should be able to be chozerbo before the what, as long as the Eved didn't get it yet. Because you can't invoke Zachon Lom Shalom Bafanam because against its will. It's bad for him. So the Shliach shouldn't be able to be Zoch on behalf of the Eved. Okay? And there, you hear what I'm saying?
No.
What does it say? There are three things on the list according to the Chum and four according to the Meir. Yes? Is that correct, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
So what the way Rashi's Masber this, that the fourth one on the list is called Shlichus Baal Korcha, right? If it is really Baal Korcha, the Chachamim hold that even Shtar Shikr should become a Chov. Because what's the Machlokes? Remeir, the Chachamim always hold that going free is a Shchus. Remeir says Avda Befker and Nichole. He loves his Efkeris, yes? But if you give me a scenario where you're going to be going against the will of the Eved, where he doesn't want to go free, even the Chachamim should agree that that's a Chov. So therefore, you can't invoke Zachon Lam Shalom Bafanav that the second the shliach gets it, he morphs into a shliach l'kabbalah, and the guy what should go free and should not be able to be chozer bo. If it's a case of Baal Korcha, that should blai min yish means shermein achov. So the rabbanon should be maskim, and that's not the way we aligned it. We set it up that three according to the chum, and only if the fourth one's according to the mayor. What do you mean the fourth one should be according to the chum too? That's a great kasha. No, you follow what I'm saying? Everyone got this kasha? Okay, and that's a very good question. Now, how are we going to answer right off the bat? Let's get it down. I'll tell you how you can answer it. So Rav Nachum Parchovich in Ostra Yishlof Gimel, Rav Shiva the Mir, the great Gaon Zatzal, says, there's a Rashba that I hope you sent out on the computer that you found on Thursday. Yes? Or Wednesday you found it, or Wednesday or Thursday. Rashba is a famous Rashba. I remember hearing this from Rizal Nechemia Goldbrichslid, the great Gaon. Rashba in Kedushah of Gimel and Aleph writes that something's a chus gomer. You could scream today, from today until tomorrow. It doesn't make a difference. Omid b'tzovech means stand and scream. You could stand and scream and say, it's not a chus by me, it's not a chus by me. I hate it, I don't like it. I don't like to use lashon hate, but he doesn't want to go free, he doesn't want to go free. I don't care. If something's a chus gomer, to go free, to have liberty, to have freedom, develop yourself to be a full-fledged Jew, you can scream from today until tomorrow. But lemaisa, the bottom line is that this is always labeled as a schus in every situation. And that's it. Done. This is a schus gamur. Gamur means you underline 100 times. And the Taisa Rosh quotes Yerushalmi that says a very similar thing. What happens if you're an Eved Kenani of a katzin? You know what a katzin is? An officer. But it's symbolic of like a billionaire. The guy has a great life, the Eved Kenani. So he'd rather be an Eved Kenani of a billionaire than be free. So the Yerushalmi says, I don't care. He can scream from today until tomorrow that he's an Eved of a katzin and he doesn't want to go free. Afal pike in the shichur eschal against his will. Because the Eved is mishtachar ba'al korcha. So Tosfos would respond back to Rashi's kasha, the Chum never will agree. Because by its very nature, objectively, going free is a schus gomer. You follow what I mean? And therefore, Lamaisa, even if you tell me it's a case of ba'al korcha, I don't care. That's a subjective element. Objectively, we view this as a schus gomer, and no matter what, the Chum would never agree that you could be chozer bo, and therefore it remains only for a mayor that it's the fourth that could be chozer bo. Ben, do you follow me? This is the Chiddush that Rav Nachum Parchovich wants to say, that to answer Rashi, that Rashi holds it to the Rashba, and the Rosh quotes Yerushalmi, this is very, very similar to this. Now, the truth is, Rav Nachum Parchovich continues in his shtickle, please get it down, and he says he doesn't think the Taisa Rosh is exactly like the Rashba, because the Rashba has this theory of Schus Gomor, when it's Baal Korach Shel Makabel, yes, that the Kavanah of the Taisa Rosh is not exactly like the Rashba, that it's always a Schus Gomor. But his Kavanah is that the Kavanah of the Taisa Rosh is that since it's in the hand, it's in the power of the Adon to sell him against his will, he could sell him to a pauper, so too it's in his hands to mishachar him against his will. So that's a slightly different way of saying it. That's what Nachum Parchovich wants to say, the Taisa Rosh is different than the Rashba. Rashba says, objectively, it's a Schus Gomer. I could care less, Lomaisa, what you think, what you're screaming from today until tomorrow. Objectively, going free is a Schus Gomer. Done. Taisa Rosh saying a little bit differences with Nachum Parchovich. The bottom line is that this Eved Kenani could wake up, this Adon could wake up one morning and sell him from being a billionaire to a pauper. And he could do that against his will. So too, he could free him against his will as well. Okay? So that's a little... It's slightly different because it's not focusing on the objective notion of it being a schus gomer. It's focusing on the ability to what? The ability to basically sell him, which again is more in the subjective realm, and he could sell him to the pauper at any time. He also could free him at any time as well. So they're slightly different from one another. But I think you could quickly answer the Tosfos Kasha based on what we just said. Okay? Nachlas Moshe says the same thing. Nachlas Moshe says that Rashi holds like the Rashba, that it's a Schus Gomer, and the simplest reading tells the Rosh, according to Yerushalmi, is the same thing. Maybe they're slightly different from one another. Yes, Nate?
Sorry, why does that make Ravon not argue?
Because what was Tosfos Kasha? That if it's a case of against his will, that should be a Chov,
right?
To the Yevah Kenai, you should be able to be Chozerbo.
Right.
The answer is, it's not a Chov. Objectively, going free is a Schus Gomer. And that's why the Rabbanan hold like that. Now, you could say it in one of two ways. You could say it like the Rashba, that it's Schus Gomer. You could say it like the Taisa Rosh. Quotes Yerushalmi, who says that the guy is a what? An Eved of a billionaire, a Katzin. And the bottom line, it still works. So, Rav Nachum Parchovich says, what the Yerushalmi is slightly different, because the Taisa Rosh was saying is that you could sell him to a pauper. So that ability that he still is what's steering what's going on shows that subjectivity, shows that he can also free him whatever he wants to do. You don't have to come out of this fancy shtickle tell you that it's a schus gomla. The bottom line is he still holds the strings. You understand what I'm saying? So
in that case, Rabbanan would say that you can't be chosen.
The Rabbanan always say, this is what we're answering, is you can never be chosen. Correct. Once the guy gets it, he's a free man. The shliach gets it. You don't have to have a kenani to get it. He morphs into a shliach kabbalah, the zachen ladam. Right? So therefore now it's realigned again. It's three according to Chachamim, four according to Remeir. Right? Taisus kasha was, even the Chachamim should agree he should be chosen. Right? The number four should be according to the Rabbanan as well. That was Taisus kasha. So we're answering the kasha of Taisus on Rashi. Based on this principle. You got me? Okay, now, we mentioned last week that there's a fundamental machlokes as to whether how the principle, the mechanics of schia works. What is, you know what schia is. I pick up the $100 bill for someone. How does that work? You remember what we said? So Rashi tells you, say it works me din what? Schia me tam shlichus. There's an on inside of it. I pick up a $100 bill for Nate, he would have wanted me to, he would have made me a shliach. Yes? That's Rashi and Taisus. The Rashman, the Ritva argue and say Shchiyah is lav mitam shlichus. Shchiyah is its own parsha, its own zeres akasav. Does not work through the means of shlichus. So, I think it comes out very nicely, says Rav Nachum Parchovich, because he says the following, if you hold like the Rashba, yes, you cannot say, what does the Rashba say? What do we say the Rashba develops? That if the Shchus Gomer does protesting work, can you protest on the Shchus Gomer according to the Rashba? No, you can't. Now, how does Shchiyah mitam shlichus work? It's an Anan Sahadi that we know that Nate would have appointed me a shlich to pick up the $100 bill for him. Yes? Is that correct? So, if you hold that lamaisa, Shchus Gomer lomani mechiyah, what do you mean? If Nate doesn't like Ben Franklin, for whatever reason, he's not going to want the $100 bill. So, we get in the mind of Nate to assume what he would have done, what he would have appointed me. Don't tell me objectively it's always a Shchus Gomer no matter what. You could scream for the day until tomorrow. It's always good. It's not always good. If you say the mechanics of Shchiyah mitam shlichus are what? You have to have an honest idea of what the guy would have wanted. If the guy doesn't want it, then I wouldn't be a shlich. No? So how can you use the Rashba to forem for Rashi? That's very, very difficult. And that's what Rav Nachum Parchovich says. It's not shaykh to say lamaisa like the Rashba. If you hold Shchiyah mitam shlichus, what does Shchiyah mitam shlichus mean? Which version do you take? Do you take the version of Anan Sahadi? Right? Do you take the version of Anan Sahadi? If you take the version of Anan Sahadi, it's not going to work. Because the Rashba writes in the Shchus Gomer, protesting doesn't help. But if you're holding with Anan Sahadi, it should help, no? Because you're getting into the mind of the guy. What's the other approach to Shchiyah mitam shlichus? You remember? What the Ksos say? Simin Kufay Sifkot Nalv. That's Exeris HaKosuf. That the Torah appointed shlich. You're a Torah-appointed shliach. So if you're a Torah-appointed shliach, so then the Torah appoints you even if you're screaming. The Torah appointed me as a shliach for Nate to pick up the Torah, even if he's screaming, he doesn't want it. That's the din. So what I'm saying to you is that Lamaisa, it seems very difficult to be able to save Rashi with using the Rashba when the bottom line is that the Rashba writes that, what does the Rashba himself say? What do we say the Rashba himself holds? Schi is what? Lav mitam shlichus. Excellent. So according to the Rashba, it works very good, l'shitoso, that it's a schus gomer, the Torah appoints a guy a shlich, and he can scream from today until tomorrow. It's not good. But to put that in Rashi, yes? To put that in Rashi and save Rashi, when Rashi holds schi mitam shlichus is based on the Anan Sahadi, and when the guy's screaming, you don't have that Anan Sahadi. It's very, very difficult. Very difficult. So that's why I think it's better to touch it up and say that, you know, he didn't mean like the Rashba, and he meant like Yushami with the Taisa Rosh, which was slightly, much different. And it means the guy can do what he wants the other. He can sell him to a pauper, he could also free him, but it's not this notion of Shchus Gomer, that Shchus Gomer works even when what? Even when the guy is screaming. You understand what I'm saying? Ari, you hear what I'm saying? Is that's the fundamental difference, because the notion of, well, let me ask you a question. If the guy's sitting there and screaming and doesn't want it, Lamaisa, what do you say? It's Baal Korcha. So the bottom line is that what? Let me ask you a question, sir. Would you like to be a pauper or at least be on your own? He probably would want to be on his own. No? Why would he want to be by a pauper? So the fact that he what? He could be sold to a pauper at any second. Going free is still better. That's what I think. That's the better way, I think, to front for Rashi. The better way to front for Rashi is going with the approach that what? That like that the Taisa Rosh and the Yishami is different than the Rosh being Skus Kamer. I'm very uncomfortable saying to save Rashi with saying Skus Kamer when Rashi himself says Skis Mitam Shlichus and the Rosh Paul Skis Lav Mitam Shlichus. And Rashi would say if the guy's screaming, it won't work because you're working through the mechanics of Ma'an Sahadi. He doesn't say like the Ksos that Skis Mitam Shlichus is that the Torah appointed Shlich. You get into the mind of the guy, what do you appoint him a Shlich? So I think it's very hard to be able to save Rashi by saying simply the Rashi holds like Rosh Ba. Therefore, we want to say Rashi holds like that Taisa Rosh with the Yushami, which is slightly different. More than just slightly. It's a big difference. And in general, the Rosh Ba that holds a Slis Gomor, that the Mechia doesn't work, works well with him, Lishitaso, that Schia is what? Lav Mitam Shlichus. But if you're of the Schia Mitam Shlichus camp, and you hold on inside which Rashi says on Testament Beis, we learned it, and he says that on New Gimel, he says it in both places on Atzadi. It's very hard to say that save. You want to tell me he's a Torah appointed Shlich? You can't say that in Rashi. The Kso said that on his own. It's very hard to say that in Rashi. Can't say it in Rashi. Rashi not Atzadi. So that's what we want to say, the Shtickle Torah here, okay? But nonetheless, Tosis doesn't hold of it at all, okay? Tosis doesn't hold of it at all, and Tosis continues in the argues on Rashi. Go ahead, Ari. Venira. Yes, Bench. Yeah, it's kind of like Amigu. It's a similar thing. Not actually Amigu, it's a similar thing. Correct. Well said. You have the koach. He has the koach to do it, you know? So, and I think when you take that approach that, you know, he's kvetching a lot, you know, that he wants to stay by the billionaire, you know, tomorrow you could be by a pauper. So you'd rather be free than be by the pauper. So that's a completely different. That's like talking that he still holds the reins. It's subjective. Not this din that it's like a schus gomer objectively and that's it. Because that svara that the Rashba says, I think only works if you hold schi mitam shlichus. Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi holds schi mitam shlichus and he holds Anan Sahadi version of schi mitam shlichus, not the version of the Torah appointed shlich. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Aryeh. So what did you say? Venira? Yeah, the Rashash changed it to Liyadan, not Liyada, Liyadan. Because it's not just the woman, it's the start. So what's Tois is saying here, Rabbi Nachanan? He's saying that Evan and Isha, there's a concept of Shlichus Bar Korach, so I'd have a Havaminu, Mishalech can't be Choserbo, because why? Go ahead, Kevin Shani Yacholim. They can't stop it. It's like what do they say? It's like the cat's out of the genie's out of the bottle. You can't what? Once it gets out of the bottle, you can't what? It can't retract it because it's against their will. Go ahead. Oh, but Kiddushin, you cannot. Go ahead. So it's Pshita, you can be Choser Bo. So it's kind of strange. So what's the Gemara driving at? So he touches it up by saying, go ahead. Meaning these dinim are pashit, but you have to read into the Gemara. There is no the din that makes the list. The dinim that are on the list are dinim that are chidushim by what? By gittin and star shikr, but not chidushim by kiddushim. But they could be the same din, but they're just a dover pashit. Go ahead. Wait, so he has a whole new reading in the Gemara. Okay, so we point out according to Rashi, get rid of the word chazara as being the title. Call it shlichus bakorcha. According to the Tosis, you got to read into the Gemara that there's no chiddush. The din could be the same by Gedisha Shtar Shukra and Kedushin, but by the difference is by Gedisha Shtar Shukra there's a chiddush, but by Kedushin there's a Dover Poshin. Okay, that's the way Rabbi Nachanan wants to say. So how does Tosis close? The caution. So what is he asking? So why don't you teach Baal Korcha with what? To make it four according to the Rabbanan that you can't be Chozerbo. Is that correct? Yeah? Aryeh, what's the cash of Tosis in the end? What's Tosis' cash in the end?
Well, it's not Chozer, it's something else, man.
You want to get Baal
Plays is saying, though, but you should teach another matter that's on the same page, Baal Korcha. That you can make it a shliach, Baal Korcha of the Evan and Isha, right? And if that would be the case, it would be Arba Drachim according to the Chachamim, and you can't be Chosrable. So, basically, this Kasha, the Marsho says this Kasha is Al Davka Libit of the Rabbanan. Yes? I want you guys to get this. Why is it all? It's a little bit what I hinted to in the beginning of Shir. See, according to Meir, why does he only say four according to the Chachamim? Why doesn't he say five according to Meir? Because according to Meir, it's included in. What did the Meir say? Shneim Chozerbo. Why are Shneim Chozerbo? Because they're both a Chov. So according to Meir, it's not Chal until it comes in their hands. Yes? But once it comes in their hands, it is Baal Korcha. So you see that what? You see Licht. What's Licht mean? Included in the case of the mayor, you see the notion of Baal Korcha. That it works Baal Korcha. It's Nilmud Sheshneya Mahani Kabbalah Baal Korcha. That the Kabbalah works Baal Korcha. You see that the mayor, by saying you can be Chozer Bo, shows Lamaisa that, you know, until they actually get it, they're not what? They're not released. And when they get it, they can be released against their will. So the Marsha points out that Kasha is only Lefi the Rabbanan. According to a mayor, it is included already in the case. You follow what I'm saying? It's really the flip side of the same coin, because Remeir holds you can be Chozer Bo because Lamaisa, it is a Chov. And until they actually get it, the woman in Shtar Shichur, you can be Chozer Bo. Once they get it, you're done. It's Baal Korcha. I don't know necessarily, to tell you the truth, why it has to be considered the other side of the coin. Why is it really the other side of the coin? I mean, the ability to be Chozer Bo is totally on what, Aryeh? The ability to be Chozer Bo is totally on the fact that it's a Chova, correct? Are you with me? The ability to be Chozer Bo is totally on the fact that it's Chova. It has really nothing to do with it, what? Being Baal Korcha. No? I mean, that's the bottom line. No, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know why the Marsha says that it's so poshut that according to a mayor, it's included in that case. Why do you have to say it's included in that case? I guess it's trying to say that until that time, you follow what I'm saying? Until that time, he could be Chozer Bo because of Chova. Once they get it, it's done automatically. What do you mean it's done automatically? Don't you have to check whether the guy wants it or not? No, we don't have to check whether she wants it or not. It's automatic. So in a certain sense, it is a flip side of the, it is the other side of the coin. You have the ability to be Chozer Bo Chova because of Chova the whole time, right? But once they get it, it's automatic. You're done. It's too late. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Having a little bit of a difficulty to say why it's so partial that it's included, but I do see where the Marshal is coming from, because he's trying to say, since it's a Chova, you have the ability to Chozer Bo to the last second. Once they get it, it's done. Well, maybe they didn't want to accept. It doesn't make a difference. They don't have a say in it. It's Baal Korcha. Yes, Nate?
Can we explain how Tosfos and then read the Gemara?
He's challenging, Nate, that it should be a new thing on the list.
Right.
Should be called Baal Korcha, not Shlichus.
Right.
Call it Baal Korcha. Call it Baal Korcha.
That's an answer to the question of Hazaras.
Baal Korcha should live on its own, not through the means of Shlichus of Baal Korcha, where you appoint a Shlich to do it against the will. It should simply just be Baal Korcha. The din of Baal Korcha. Can a guy divorce his wife against her will? Can an adam free nevikan against his will? Yes.
Where is that in the Gemara?
It's not, but he's saying it should be. Let it be a new case. Let it be a new case. That's what Tosfos is asking. Let it be a new case. That's what he's asking on its own. Forget about Shlichus. Just focus on Baal Korcha. I'm glad you asked them. You're bringing out the clarity of it. Forget about the Shlichus. Just focus on the Baal Korcha aspect. And he leaves it as a kasha. What we're pointing out is that the Marsha says that kasha of Tosfos was only Lefihu, was only Lefi the Chachamim. According to Remeir, you can say that Baal Korcha is included in the case of Chazara of Remeir. But on the Chachamim's list, there is no Chazara, right? On the Chachamim's list, there is no. It's Arkoz, it's Bafani Nechtam, and it's Eight Kusi. So, you know what? Why can't you envision this to be a fourth case, according to the Chachamim? So that's the Kasha. So how are you going to answer this Kasha? So let's give the following answer. Let's get it. The Tosa Rosh gives the following terrors to the kasha. Okay? Taisa Rosh says that, I'll tell you why it's not taught. He kind of spills the beans of what I said at the beginning of Shir. I kind of spilled the beans because he says it is taught. It's included in Chazara. Okay? It's included in, even according to the Aflefi Rabban Hefshalomo Medivir Meir, came to Bezel Lo Pligi. He says he wants to say it's included in Chazara. Yes?
That's what he said for Meir, but also.
Well, he's answering it, Lamaisa. What'd you say?
That's what we also said for Meir, is that he includes it in the same one. You see that?
Yes, that's why he's only asking from the Rabbanan, correct.
The Rabbanan is also just including the Chazara.
Yes, but Chazara, the problem with that is that Chazara is not on the Chum's list.
Right. Oh,
okay. Afafi Rabbanan, Efshel Lumo, Nidivrei, Remeir, came to Bezel, Lo Pligi. That's what I'm bothered by. Did you bring the Kobitz before Shem? Did you bring your Kobitz before Shem, Aryeh?
No,
you don't have it in the back of your Gemara? Who has the back of the Gemara to Taisa Rosh? What is he answering? The Taisa Rosh is it? Did you see the Taisa Rosh? Taisa Rosh answers that it's included in what? It's included in Chazara. How does that help you? How does it help you that it's included in Chazara? I have it in my I have it in the office, Lamaisa.
It's in here somewhere.
Here we go.
Yeah, let me see the Gemara there, Nate. In other words, the kasha, the Gemara is only according to who? Only according to the Rabbana, not Rav Meir's included. So Lamaisa, Taisa asks, yeah, you with me? Taisa's Arosh says, Vim Tomar, yes? Al Korcham Gufa listening to Shavuot about Korcham. Yesh Lomar, the Bain Lepirish Rashi, the Bain Lepirish Tom, Havi Bechlau Chazara. The Bain Lepirish Rashi, the Bain Lepirish Rabbeinu Chanan, Havi Bechlau Chazara. What is Perish Rashi? You guys tell me, what is Rashi's pshat? What'd you say? What do you mean the two separate things? When Rashi is Shlitz Barucha, it's just a case of what? Of Baal Korcha, correct. And what is the pshat of Korcha Rabbeinu Chanan? What did you say? His pshat is different. There's no chiddush in it, right? There was no chiddush in it, right? There's no chiddush in it. Remember, we said that it's shlichus baal korcha, but there's no different. There's no. What's the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat? You guys tell me. What's the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat? What are we talking about? Arya, come on, let's get this. What does Rashi say? Talking about Shlichus Baal Korcha. Yes? Yeah? Rashi, Ayri, B'Shlichus Baal Korcha. You're actually going to send out a Shlich against the will. According to Taisus, there is the ability to what? Since there is Shaykh, Shlichus Baal Korcha, why? I would think the Baal could not be Chozerbo. Yes? I would think the Baal cannot be Chozerbo. So the difference is what? What's the difference? According to Rashi, you can have the animal of Shlichus Baal Korcha by what? By Gedish and Shtar Shichur. If I ask you the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, according to Rashi, you can have the animal of Shlichus Baal Korcha by what? By Gedish and Shtar Shichur. Can you have it by Kedushin? No, you can't. Can't appoint a Shlichus to the Makadosh woman against her will. That is the way the Gemara is reading according to Rashi. According to Bechanano, what's the Gemara reading? Gemara's reading is it's Pashut by Kedushin, you can't have it because you can't Mekadosh her. But when it comes to what? You can have the scenario of Shlichus Baal Korcha by what? By Gedishin and Shtar Shichur. And I'd have a Hava meaning maybe you couldn't even what? Be Chozerbo, right? Because you can do it against the will. Kamash Malan, that what? You can be Chozerbo. The din is all the same. Right, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the dinim are the same. By kedusha, by shtar shichur, kedusha, you can be chozerbo. The question is it a chiddush? By kedusha is not a chiddush. By kedusha, shtar shichur, it's a chiddush. According to Rashi, what are we talking about? According to Rashi, the word is can you have the category or not? That's according to Rashi, that's what the Gemara is saying. According to Rashi, can you bichlal have the category? By Getty Shikr, you can. By Kedushin, you cannot. You understand what I'm saying? That's the difference. I'm gonna say it one more time. How does Rashi define Pshat in the Gemara? Can you have Shlichus Bar Korcha by Getty Shikr Shikr? Yes. Can you have it by Kedushin? No. Done. That is the difference in the Gemara. According to Ben Hanano, what is he focusing on? He's focusing on the Chazara, meaning that what? Is it a Chiddush in the fact that what? Is it a Chiddush in the fact that you can be Chozerbal? By Kedushin, there is no Chiddush in the fact you can be Chozerbal. Because why? You can't Makadosh against your will. There is a Chiddush by what? There is a Chiddush by Gedishin Shtar Shukr, because why? I might have thought that what? You could do it what? You could do it by Korcha. I might have had such a Havamina, says Tysus. Because why? Because there is Shaykh Ashlichus Bar Korcha, so I might have thought that maybe what? Once you get let the cat out of the box, right? You can't be chozerbal. Kamashman, you can't be chozerbal. You got that? One more time, I'm going to say. I ask you, what is the difference in Rashi of Ben Achanan's Pshat in the Gemara? Rashi holds that you can have Shlichus Bar Korcha by Gedish and Shtar Shichr. You can. By Kedushin, can you have Shlichus Bar Korcha? No, you cannot. Because you can't make Kaddish against your will. Ben Achanan says that the question is there a chiddush in being able to be chozerbal by shlichus bar korcha? By kedushin, there is no chiddush because you can't do it against your will anyway. So of course you can be chozerbal. By getishu shachar, there is a chiddush because since you can do it against your will, I would have thought once you started the process, you can't be chozerbal. Kamashman, you can't be, but you have to have the word chiddush in the corner of Ben Achanan. So Tosfos asks, why don't you just teach bar korcha? Taisa asks, why don't you just teach Baal Korcha and finish? So we said that Rav Shah says that Kasha is Lefid Rabbanan. Corner of merits already includes. So how does the Taisa Rosh answer the Kasha? So Taisa Rosh answers the Kasha by saying, no problem. He says, Yesh Lomar, the Bain Leperish Rosh, 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 the Bain Leperish. He says it's included in Chazara. Meaning, what's included in Chazara? What's included in Chazara? What's included in Chazara is what? Is this notion that what? Even according to Rabbanan, right? Af lefi Rabbanan, af shalom b'di Remeir, kem j'bezu lo pligi. In other words, in the case of Chazara of Baal Korcha, the Rabbanan don't argue Remeir. It's already on the list, even according to who? Even according to the Rabbanan. Where is it on the list even according to the Rabbanan? It's on the list in the case of Reb Meir, if it was Chazara Baal Korcha. If it's pure Chazara where it's Baratzon, where the guy's interested in going free, then you have a Machlok's Chachamim and Reb Meir. Chachamim say you can't be Chazara because it's Achalam Shlom B'Fanah. It's too late. Once the Shliach gets it, you're done, right? So it's you hear what I'm saying, Ari? It's included in the case of Chazara if it was a case of Baal Korcha. They don't argue on that if it's Baal Korcha. They argue on if it was done by Ratzel.
You said that Rabbanan held three things. It was seven three things.
I understand, but they're holding like three and a half in the case where it's Chazara Baal Korcha. That's what he's saying. Okay. That's why he's saying it's included in that. So don't tell me it's not on the list. It is in the list. The only time they argue is a case of what? They argue where it's Baratzon, correct. Where the guy wants to go free, Remeir still causes a chov, and therefore they can be chozerbal. According to Chum, it's a schus, and you're done. You hear what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. Okay, that here, thank you for your Gemara. That's the Chiddush. Now, I want to give you two other answers to the Kasha. The Teres Gittin says like this. The Teres Gittin gives a very ingenious answer. Listen to this. You know what he says? He says like this. What are we equating Gedishin Shtar Shikr by? Baal Korcha is not just limited to a shtar, Ari. It applies to money too. You could free the shtar, the Eved Kenani, through money against his will. We're looking for dinim that are only what? Halachas that are equal by shtar. Right? There's one way to divorce a woman. Through what? A shtar, a get. There are two ways to release an Eved Kenani, through a shtar or also through money. So since the notion of freeing him against his will could be done through money, not just shtar, that's why Baal Korcha will not make the list. We only want to have dinim that are pertaining to what? Only what? Only shtar. Please get that down. That's the Teres Gittin's answer. Very sharp answer. And the Birkas Avraham asks on that and he says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The Din Chazar is not limited only to shtar. It could also apply to money. And that's in the Brisa. So you see the Brisa talking about things that are not necessarily limited to what? Limited to shtar. What'd you say?
Maybe that's the machlokas of Bar Meir.
What's the machlokas?
Whether the brisa can include something that's...
No, they make up the brisa. They're arguing what their list is.
Yeah.
He's just saying that kesef is subject to chazara. You could give money to the shliach. You follow me? And once the shliach gets it, he serves as a shliach. Kabbalah doesn't have to be limited to shtar. You follow what I'm saying? So he says, I don't like that answer. Because I'm romance on the third skin. Okay. Let's take this a step further now. Okay. Let's take this a step further. And that is the following. I want you to get this down. Okay. We'll go through this mahalach here. Okay. And then we got to get to Miri and make sure we finish. So tomorrow we have the Chazar. If we finish before, we'll start Chazar. But please get this. The Taisa Rosh in Dir Masko Shlichis says that if you hold like Rashi, that we're talking about a shliach that was sent to divorce a woman against her will and the eved against his will, the Rabbanan Armoda ain't chavad ladam bakorcha. So we said, Taisa Rosh answers Rashi with Yushalmi, that, and I want you to get this, that, listen to this, it's a chova la'adam nikbas. How do you determine whether something's a chova or a schus? That something has to be done with his knowledge. Yes? That it's done with his yediyah against his will. Let me ask you a question. The Eved going free, does that have to be known, done with the knowledge of the Eved? No. He could not know it's flying. And he was freed or sold to a pauper. So I want you to get that formulation. Now, I didn't formulate it like that, but that's the way the Yushami says it, Halacha Hey here. Perakaf Halacha Hey. The Adon can sell the Eved without his knowledge. He could free him without his knowledge. So that's not a question of Chov at all. According to the Rabbanon, the Mishalech is not Chozer. That's the way the Tais HaRosh interprets the Yushalmi. But the Tais HaRosh says, but by Kedushin, the Mishalech could be Chozer Bo. Right? Shezeh mitam shonim me'ashir get b'shar shichur. So it shouldn't have what? It shouldn't have listed this, Lamaisa. Tais HaRosh says, by Kedushin, this halacha of being of this halacha of the Mishalech Chozer Bo could be Chozer Bo. So agam shezemi tam shoyne, it's different than getting shichur. So it's different than getting shichur lamaisa. You know, why is this not on the list? So that's a very strong kasha, and lamaisa. You know, it shows it's not a question of chover or not. It's not a question of chover or not. The bottom line is that he can be freed, and that's why he can't go out. So by Kedushin, this halacha of the Mishalech is Chozer Bo, you know, that's a different din. So, Lomais, it's not a question, you know, there's no Shiloh of Chovo, because objectively, a Chovo of Adam is when you're doing something you know about, it's being done against your will. He doesn't even know it's flying. So if he doesn't know it's flying, it's not a problem. So that's what the Taisa Rosh wants to say. So Taisa Rosh asks further, says by Kedushin, the Allah is the Mishalech can be Chozer Bo. Even though it's different than Star Shechur Lamaisa, but it shouldn't have been what? Loyatzarach Atana Limnosos. So that last comment to the Taisa Rosh, what does that mean, Lamaisa, that by Kedushin you're no Hagas Halacha Zu? Right, let's get back to that line in the Taisa Rosh. But the Rashba, Dimasko Shlichis, quotes Rashi that the Kavanas of Gemara is that by Get Vishichur, Shlichus exists by Korcha, by Kedushin doesn't exist. That's kind of like what we said. So the Tana should have listed the halacha of Chazara. The Tana should have listed the din of Chazara. So because it exists what? It exists by Gittin Vikedushin, Gittin and Shtarshichur doesn't exist by Kedushin. Rashi Lefanenu's Masha, the Shlich was made to divorce or Leshachar against their will. That's what Rashi seemed to say. He could have said theoretically, the Rashba quotes Rashi, can you have such a shlichus? So by getting in Shtar Shukha, you can. By Kedushin, you can't. Yes? By Kedushin, you can't. So if by Kedushin, you can't, then Lamaisi, you understand the difference. But Rashi Lefanenu, Masu's made a Shliach, specific case to divorce the woman or free the guy against her will. It wasn't just a theoretical thing. But the Rashba quotes Rashi saying it was theoretical. Now the Sefer Kedushis Yisrael and the Chidush of Nachum Barchovich, they want to answer that Rashi holds that it's like Schus Gomer like the Rashba. Now what about Mitzia Nichse Agir, Lekat Shichopeya? That's a Schus Gomer, but can you do it against the guy's will? No, you can't. Because Evid is Shoina. Why? Because if the Evid was in front of us, we'd force the master to receive the Shtar against his will. So too now, even if the Evid's not in front of us, we've been zaken the Shtar against his will. But a woman, which you can divorce, even though you can divorce against her will, nevertheless, other people cannot be zocher for the get, because of chov legamri, and in chov lam shalom afonav. So the bottom line is that it is a schus, and therefore you could distinguish it between halacha lamasas Rashi, could only like the Rashba, again, it's a schus gomer. Now, Rav Nocha Barchovich points out that even Rashi holds schim in tam shlichis, but if the Eved's screaming, then we can't say that. So it can't be bar korcha. So maybe you have to say, but there are clouds, since Shkirchur Eved is a schus, and even though he's screaming, he doesn't want it, it's still what? There are clouds, it's a schus, so even if he's screaming, I don't care. You ever heard of the phrase, Batla Dayetzel Eitzel Kolodim? What's Batla Dayetzel Kolodim? I don't care what you think, Lamaisa. What you're doing is unusual. You know, the Anshi Hutzal could carry a basket on their heads. The Gemara says they're putter on Rosh Hashanah. They carry the basket on their heads from Rosh Hashanah by the putter. They know how to do it. The Gemara says, Batla Dayetzel Kolodim. No one, 95% of people don't know how to carry stuff on their head. We consider that a shinui. Now, the Taz writes the category of istinus, which is people are delicate. He says, why don't you say Batla Dayetzel Kolodim? Why is that a category? That's a strong minority. When you say Batla Dayetzel Kolodim, it's about a weak minority, like 5%. When it's 40%, that's a strong minority. You don't say Batla Dayetzel Kolodim. So that's what he's saying here. That the Bedera Klal, it's a schus. So even if he screams, we still consider it to be a schus. And what he's screaming is Batla Dayetzel Kolodim. Yes. Butla daito it's a kolodim. What the normal people think. Now the Tosis quoted Rabbeinu Chananel that the Gemara was saying that where you could divorce her against the will or free him, there's a side to say that the Mishnah shouldn't be able to be chozer bo because you don't need the haskama. So the Mishnah's Mechadish can be chozer bo, but Kedushin's Pashi need chazara because you only can be Mechadish with the marriage. So when the Gemara says Milsa the Leisa be Kedushin, what does it mean? Milsa the Leisa, that's not a Chiddish be Kedushin, it's a Dover Pashi. Remember, that's how we said the pshat was. Now, Reb Nachum Barchovich says, I want you to get the svara. What's the svara why you can cancel a shliach? You ever heard of the din of dibor, mevatel dibor? Dibor can mevatel a dibor. Dibor can have mevatel a maisa. So, Reb Nachum Barchovich, Oskafei, says the Gemara says a kedushin, the ability of a mishalech to mevatel a shlichis is bidin osi dibor mevatel dibor, ledugma. If a person sends a shliach to divorce his wife, Kolzman, he doesn't know if either shlich is explicitly the woman, the shlich could divorce her. Even if the Baal's Magal Dasi feels guilty or he doesn't want to really divorce her, still, you have to get up and vatel. He says, the Ikuv Gerish can only be through a bitl shlichus, with your own words, dibur vatel dibur. And there's a sad to say when a guy sends a shlich to do something that's das acherim, let's say you send a shlich to a Kaddish woman. The svar is, that Kolzman, the Maisa Shlichus has not been done, it's just a Dibor. So it's just a Dibor, you can back out of it, La Maisa. But Gerishin, you don't need her Das, so I'd have a Havamina Minu Shlichus is like a Maisa, and the Shlichus is not missing anything, so I would think it's too late, you can't back out. That's what Meir says, not true. The Mishalech can always be Chozoba by Kedushin. Since there's no Kedushin Ba Korcha, there's no Shlichus, it's just Dibor, and it's Pashat the Mishalech can be Chozoba, because Asi Dibor Batal Dibor. That's the Chiddush, okay? So why don't you include Baal Korcha in the list, right? Why don't you include Baal Korcha in the list according to coming before? So the Marsha asks, why didn't you ask this Kasha according to Meir? There should be Chamisha Dvarim and not Arba. So he says that according to Meir, Chazar is included in this din. Remember we said that? So the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Chiddush was, despite the fact that it's Baal Korcha of the Makabo, the Mishaleh could be Chozobo, But Tosis Kasha of Wider and Mayor, Lamamar and Meredvar, Binin Chazara. Why did he say Chazara? Why didn't he just go right to Baal Korchum? And according to Mayor, it'd be only four things. It's only four things. So it could be Lamaisa. You could have, the Tana could have said, Allah Hashem Nasina Baal Korchum. And according to Rabbana, it would have been four. That's what the Marsha Lamaisa is. That's the Marsha's Masbir. He asks, why didn't they ask? And according to Mayor, it'd be five and not four. So he says, according to Mayor, it's included already. According to Mayor, it's including. But the Kasha tells us, why did the Mayor say his statement about Chazara? And including the Sina Baal Korcha. So then it's only Arbet Varim. He could have just said, Allah and the Sina Baal Korcha on its own. So the Teret says is because what he combined them together. So the Maram Shif adds on, he says, tells us Kasha is only the fee, their own Shita. Remember we said that Marsha said the Kasha is only the fee who? Come not a mayor. He says it's only the fee Tosis. According to Rashi, if the shliach sends, the divorce to wife from Meshach Lev Baal Korchum and it wants to be chozer bo, that means there's in the halacha two things that shavim get and start shikur. One is they could be you could make it Baal Korchum. Both of them could be done Baal Korchum, and the second one is you could be chozer bo. So you have four according to Rabbanu, five according to Meir. And the Lachar Rishonah that you can be made Baal Korcha is also according to the Rabbanan. The Meir adds two more, so it's five. So that's the Chiddush you want to bring out. The one Nekuda that's a little bit difficult is that Teis HaRosh. What did Teis HaRosh say? Teis HaRosh said, remember, that the guy can do whatever he wants, right? And he doesn't even know what's going on. But Teis HaRosh asks, Me'achar v'gam kedushu no'agis halachazu, that the Mishalech could be chozer bal. Yeah, if it shocked that halacha as well, remember we tried to frame for Rashi, Hagam shezem itam shonu miyashir beget b'shichur, mekomakom loyat tzarech latana limnosos. It shouldn't have what? It shouldn't have listed it. What do you mean it shouldn't have listed it? Again, we're trying to answer Rashi that, how do we try to answer Rashi? That what? The Yushami says objectively it's what? According to Rashi, the Rabbanan Ramot Yerchoz B'Avid, because it's done by Korcha. No, according to Rashi, it's done, it's always good to go free, no matter what, even if it's against the will. Yes? And that's why it's not a question of a Chova. According to the Rabbanan, Mishnah can't be Chozerbo. But the Tzar Rosh says, I don't understand. By Kedushin, we have the ability of Chozerbo, despite the fact, Agam Shazem Itam Shoyne, Miyashir B'Ket V'Shichr, but who cares? If by Kedushin you can be Chozerbo, why is it on the list? You understand what I'm saying? What are we trying to find? Dinim that apply to Kedushin, Shtar Shikr, that don't apply to Kedushin. But it does apply to Kedushin, Teis HaRosh says. Who cares what the reason is why? You know, what's the difference? What's the difference? Yeah. I mean, that's a very good kasha, no? I mean, you want to answer from Rashi today and tomorrow. The bottom line is that can you be Chozer Bo or not? So by Shtar Shikr and Kedusha, you cannot be, right? Yeah? Sorry, by Shtar Shikur and Shtar Kedushin, we said that what? We said you can be because why? You can do it Baal Korcha. The guy doesn't even know what's going on, so it's not a Shail of Chov. The Mishleach cannot be Chozer Bo, yes? But by Kedushin, right, we have this halacha of Chozer Bo. Even though what? Even though it's considerably a different reasoning, but the Tana shouldn't have taught it. Why should the Tana have not taught it? It's a different din. No? Why should the Tana have not taught it? You understand what I'm saying? Again, according to Rashi, it's on Matzlichis, the Rabbanan are motive that what? The Rabbanan should be motive that it's not Baal Korchum, because Ein Chavin Ladim Shalom B'Fonav. You follow what I'm saying?
Another question.
According to Rashi, what does Rashi say the case is? Practically, they send him against his will. So the Rabbanan are motive by that, you could be Chovah, you could be Chozerbo, because Ein Chavin Ladim Shalom B'Fonav. Yes? That's what Tosa asked on Rashi. We don't like this case the way Rashi's touching it, because it really should be four according to the Chumash. So we miyashiv Rashi, Teis HaRosh said, based on the Yushalmi, that it's always what? It's always considered to be, he can't talk about Chovah, because it's out of his control. It's out of his control. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, that's why he can't be Chozer Bo. So Teis HaRosh says, if that's the case, that Gam B'Kedushin Nohagas Chozer, the Mashallah can be Chozer Bo, despite the fact it's for different reasons, But nevertheless, the Tana shouldn't have taught it. Why should the Tana not have taught it?
According to...
Yeah, let's see the Taisa Rosh. Let's see the Taisa Rosh.
According to Rosh, according to...
Yeah, according to the... He's trying to save Rashi. Let me see. Let's see. Let's see inside those just Machims of the Taisa Rosh. Why should that be? Yeah, let me see the Taisa Rosh. You have it? Show me the page of the Taisa Rosh. I don't want to waste time looking for the Taisa Rosh. We want to know what this line in Taisa Rosh is all about. What's it all about, this line in Taisa Rosh? What's it all about, this line? What do you mean? That's the difference. Hazara Lamaisa. This din of Kedushin, what's the din by Kedushin? By Kedushin, it's on the list or not? Right? What does Rashi say?
It says that it is by Kedushin, so she did it, you don't have to do it.
That's what Ben Hananel, but according to Rashi, it's not true.
According
to Rashi, you don't have the concept.
Which is why you can list it.
According to Rashi, you don't have the concept. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean you don't have the concept? You do have the concept. What's the concept? Rabbanan, no. If you don't have the concept, then Rabbanan should be what? Should be Moda, right? So why are they not on the list? Why are they not on the list? That's the Kasha. This is not the right page. Oh. Here it is. This is the right page. You ready? I'm reading this to you. Yes? Venerally, fine. So where do you see that he's asking on him? He says that the Taisa Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi, which is, we did quote the Yerushalmi, and then he says that what? The Yerushalmi says, what does the Yerushalmi say? It's not a question of Chova. Therefore, the Rabbanan say you can never be Chozerbal. And it's always good for the Eved. He has no say in anything. Once you let the process go, you're done. Taisa Rosh is not true. Gam b'kedushin. You ready? Listen to this kasha. Yes? Aval b'kedushin, she'en amarcha lo yitzuch lemisni diyachol achzor. Lochiton eshapir, aval gav disa b'kedushin, demahani tarte hu chidishu, usma she'enkim b'kedushin lav chidishu. I don't know why he thinks he's asking by Kedushin, Lamaisa. No, the Taisa Rosh is. He says the Taisa Rosh is asking by Kedushin. He says the Taisa Rosh, Hikshe, Me'acher, Be'Kedushin, No Salah Hazushim, Shle Yachal Achzorbo, Hagam Shazem, Me'tam Shoine, Me'ashir, Be'get V'Shikur, Komko, Wayat Sarach Limnos Zos. But that's only according to Rabbeinu Hananel. I don't know why he brings that in. What Rabbi Nachmanel said is that there's no chiddush. That's what I mean. Kedushin sheina korcha lo yitzchul misli yochel asher because it's a double portion. That's only according to Rabbi Nachmanel's pshat l'maisa. That's only according to Rabbi Nachmanel. So I don't know why he quotes that any earlier, because the bottom line is that it shouldn't be l'maisa. So that's the answer to Kedushin Yisrael. Kedushin Yisrael of Taisis and Nachum Barchovich say that he holds it's a schus gomer. This pshat of the Rabbeinu Hananel, right? When he says Taisa Rosh is Miachma Kedushin Noigas Shalef El Chazaz, well, he says that's Mitam Shaina, but Lamaisa, that's Rabbeinu Hananel pshat. He says Venir Kabeish Rabbeinu Hananel that Itzurich LeMister Yochel Asa We Get Isha Shtar Shukar Hanim Shuni Isha Miskresh Ba'Korach Lev Shachar Al Daita Sagadana Kevin Shu El Isha Kibul Ba'Adam Damim Ini Yochel La'Akev Yochel Asa But Kedush Shena Korcha. Okay, that's what he's saying. It's not a chiddushu. He's asking that it's not a chiddush. That's only a kasha. That's only according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay, fine. That's only according to Rabbeinu Hananel that we assume like this. Okay, fine. All right, let's finish up with the following. Okay? Yes.
Can always sell the
edit
to a poor person, right?
Yeah, that's this Taisa Rosh, yeah.
So, but what if the Rabbo is a poor person, so then, like, it doesn't have that much power to it?
You could sell him no matter what his financial state is.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
I understand, but what he's trying to bring out is the notion of that he doesn't play any role. Could be done without his knowledge. Could be done to anyone he wants. Doesn't make a difference.
I thought the svar was, I'd rather be free than go to this poor person master.
No, the svar is that the master can do whatever he wants. That's the svar. The svar is he can do whatever he can sell to whoever you, it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter who he can sell to. And that's the din. I'm just saying when he presents here in the kasha and the notes here that the Taz Rush asked Ode that, you know, Miachra Mikedushin Nohegas Shemashleth Yachol Achzerbo, that is, despite the fact it's a different reasoning than Shtar Shichur, that's kasha only according to Ben Hanano. That's not a kasha according to Taisus, according to Rashi, because Rashi, the dinim are different. The dinim are different, absolutely different. Okay, so that's not written correctly, Maisa. Okay, let's close with the following. What does the Miri say? Let's get it. What does the Miri say? The Miri says, there's something called in the ninth pick, Shir. What does Shir mean? Shin Yud Vav Reish. Let's get it down. Gemara says in the ninth parak, a get allows you to marry any man in the world for the woman. But let's say you say you only wanted to marry the Plony. You only wanted to marry Mr. Plony. You're limiting the scope of the get. Is that a good or not? So it's a famous Macholis Tanoim and Mishnah Daf Pei Bezman Aleph. The ninth parak again, the Rav said Shir on that. So according to Belozer, it's possible. According to the Rabbanan, it's kosher. You follow me? According to the Rabbanan, it's possible. According to the Chum, it's kosher. Yeah, you have take a look at Pei Bezim and Alf. Doesn't it say Rabbi Lazar say it's possible? Rabbi Chum say it's kosher? No? What does the first Mishnah there say?
Yes, no, opposite.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong. Okay, Rabbi Lazar holds his mutter and the Chum say it's osir. That's called Shir Beget. Shir, you're leaving over something like we had by Evik Kanani before we, the beginning of right after Pesach. You mishar or something, you're leaving over something. It's got to be a full cut when you divorce her. It's got to be a full cut. So the Meiri asks, why don't we teach another thing on the list? That there's shear by getting Isha, that you could free, you're free to marry anyone. You're divorcing anyone, it chutz miploni. You're free to marry anyone except for Kohanim, of course, except for Mr. X. You can't. It says it's possible to get. What did you say? According to the Rabbanan, it's possible. No.
According to
the Chum, it's possible by get shikr, b'shtar shikr also, and by get isha. But it's not possible by kedushin. That's the Miri's kasha. So it should have been on the list.
What does that mean? Not possible by kedushin. By kedushin, you could say I'm married to.
He's assuming, which is we're going to say why it's a pella. He's assuming that you're usher to everyone in the world except for Mr. X. You can marry Mr. X too. I'm marrying 98% of you. The 2% that remain single can marry Mr. X.
But you can't have them.
Well, the Gemara says Beferish and Pebez and Bez. That's what I was telling Arya this morning, that the same thing applies to Kedusha. It says V'yatzav Isa. But the Miri, for some reason, is saying it doesn't. He's saying the Psul only applies by Gedish and Shtar Shikr. Doesn't apply to Kedusha. Therefore, it should have been on the list. That's his kasha. So, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that whatever you say about Gedish and Shtar Shikr applies to Kedushin. So that's on Pei Bez and Mez. So I don't know what he's asking. Why don't you get that down in your notes? Nonetheless, what's his answer that he gives? He says, there is a shear that doesn't possibly by Shtar Shikr. When you're free half an Evid. When you're free and half an Evid, there is a shear that doesn't possibly. That's a good Shtar Shikr. When you're free half of them. So the Miri slugs that up by saying, what are you talking about? You can only free half a guy with money. You can't free half a guy with a star. Yes, you got me? That's his answer. It's kasha is a what? There's a psul shir by Gedisha Shtar Shikhar doesn't exist by Kedushin. First of all, we said that's not true. Whatever you say by Shtar Shikhar and Gedisha applies to Kedushin. Gemara says Bebez. But nonetheless, I don't know how y'all get out of the Gemara. That's our kasha. But nonetheless, Miri asks the kasha. Right? Then the Miri slugs it up. What's the Miri's answer? There is a shear that doesn't possible by Shtar Shikhar. And only if you're free, Chetzi Avdo. Chetzi Avdo you're allowed to do. But the Miri slugs it up because he says, Chetzi Avdo is only with what? With money, with Kesef. But Shtar Shikhar, you can't free half a guy. Then the Miri continues to ask from Tanai. What's Tanai? What's a Tanai? You make it tonight, the apostle's on the get. What will be the tonight? Something that's unfathomable, yes? You make a tanai that would block the krisa again, which is nuts, right? Don't ever drink wine the rest of your life. I mean, theoretically, you could do that, right? No? But it's hard to fulfill with all the yimtoivim, the mitzvah. So basically, tanai apostles beget, but it doesn't by kedushin. Yes? Now, the Gemara over there does pilpul that maybe it doesn't by kedushin. So what's the answer? So he wants to, by Shtar Kedushin, the Tanai doesn't work. Yes? So by Shtar Kedushin, the Tanai doesn't work. So he wants to say by Shtar Kedushin, it won't work either. That's how he answers that.
You ever say it's not possible by Kedushin?
Yeah, and it's by Tanai, it passes by Get, but not by Kedushin. Then he backs out of it and says he tries to show that by Shtar Kedushin, it does. That's why it wasn't on the list. And then we had a Miri. Remember, we said the Miri said, Tli Kedushin, Me'al Gabriel Karka, doesn't work. So it doesn't work by get either, because in Asim Yoda, that's where it started, by get. Right, so exactly, so they're both puzzle. So that's why it's not on the list. You can't tell her to pick up the money from the ground, you have to give it to her. So do by get, so that's why it's not on the list. There's no difference. Then he slugs up the whole thing by saying that you can't puzzle Shir and Tanai by Kedushin. There's no psul of Shir and Tanai by Kedushin, but by get there is, because it says Sefer Krisis. What's Sefer Krisis? It's got to be a clean break between the man and the woman.
That's why
it's not on the list, because there's a special requirement, Lamaisa. Yeah? There's no reason to apostle Shirin Tanai the Kedushin. Only by get. Because by you need a clean break by get. So that's why it's possible to Shirin Tanai. It's Vavata Lakshishas, but the Kedushin there's no time lifsol, right? So if you say like that, then what? Then it should be back on the list, yes? Should be back on the list. If you're going to tell me this is... Again, we're trying to find a list that there are things by what? Get Isha Shtar Shikhrim. But not by Kedushin. So by get, there's a din of krisis. You need a clean break. So you need a clean break by get and Shtar Shikhrim. You don't have that requirement by Kedushin. So there's no, those psalm don't exist. So if that's the case, you're left with you. They should have been back on the list. Lamaisa. So let's chazer over what the Miri says, Lamaisa, from the beginning. He just leaves it like that. Yeah.
It's supposed to be on the list.
He asks, he doesn't know why it's not on the list.
How about, there's a Gemara against it.
He's asking, he doesn't have an answer.
Don't we have a Gemara against it in the beginning?
Well, let's start again. What did the Miri ask? Why do we list the dinim of what?
Shir.
Correct. Which he says is possible by Gad and possible by Shirk, not possible by Kedushin. We challenge that by saying the Gemara does say it's a problem by Kedushin. On Pei Beis and Beis. But okay, for whatever reason, I don't know. He's against the Gemara, but he didn't, whatever his answer will be. But let's stick with his kasha. So what's his answer? His answer is that there is a shear that's not possible by Shtar Shikhrim. Chetzi Avda. Then he slugs that up by saying that's what? Only good by what? Money. But by Shtar, it's not good. So then if by Shtar, it's not good, then what? You're back to the kasha. It should have been on the list. Yes? So then he asks from Tanai, a whole new topic. Tanai possibles by a get, but it doesn't possible by Kedushin. But then he goes ahead and says it does possible by Shtar Kedushin. So that's why it's not on the list. Then he brings up Tli Kedushin Zech Me'al Gabei HaKarka. Where you tell them a woman to what? Pick up the Kedushin money. So we said that what? The Miri says that that's possible by Kedushin. That's why it's not on the list. Possible by get, it's possible by Kedushin. But then the Miri slugs that up by saying what?
Jesus.
The only reason why there's a psul shir tonight by Kedushin, there's no psul of shir and tonight by Kedushin, because it only exists by get, because there's a din of sefer krisis. You have to be korah ben ola ben ah. Yes? To mavata the kriz, but Kedushin, there is no din of what sefer kriz are coming together, and the opposite of that. So therefore, that's why there's no tam the psul. So once you say like that, then why wasn't it on the list? Right? You're defining the difference between Kedushin and Shtar Shikhrim. I want to end against Shtar Kedushin. So it should have been on the list again. So he leaves it as a kasha. He leaves it as a kasha. That's the pshat ulamais in the Meiri. That's the chiddush of the Meiri. Okay. So it comes out that what lamais. So we what. We had this whole what? We had this whole mahalach here. Okay? Now let's just close and you keep please pleat the Chazara questions, okay? So we'll pick that up. I'll add some more tomorrow being better, but I wanted to just write one. Please write this as the number one, because that's the only one we're able to do today. And that is that, remember that I had the sheet, what does it say in the Mishnah and Tesamen Alf? The Bechina will be from Tesamen Alf, the Mishnah. I want you to please the chazer the previous part too, please. You guys should chazer that, but Well, making it even easier, you do it from Tesamon Aleph. Do you remember it said Irr, comma? That block was before our Mishnah? Mm-hmm. You remember that in Tesamon Aleph? That Imishal Avarim is Kaim Chasamav? That whole block is before the Mishnah? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We had a Tosis Rid that said not that way. Tosis Rid had a different Girsa. Remember that? Tosis Rid had the block before it. The Tosis Rid had the block before it. Amazing, no? He was Garish in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? He also has the phrase, Imishalav Orim, Iskaim Chasamav. That means the whole Sugya of Ir Kama is on this Mishnah. Put that block on our Mishnah. But we said that's difficult because if he's delivering the get from Medina Siam, even without error, you have to say Bafani Nechtav, right? To the degree it's puzzle. Corner of Mayor, the Vlad's Mamzer, right? Remember that? So what's the answer? The answer is that you have to say, if a guy can't say Bafani Nechtav, they were made, the Chachamim Ramakshah, the get, Kolzman, there's no error. There's a special Kulam. If you cannot say Bafani Nechtav, they were make them. Even by a get that's being delivered from Medina Siam. That's what you have to say.
Tosis
Rid. Tosis Rid says the whole block is on this Mishnah. Okay, that's the Pnei Yeshua is number one. This was a question I want you to know on its own. So please get that down.
Can we explain the problem and answer this again?
The block of, you see, Ir Kama?
Yeah.
We think that's going on Dab Beis. I'm an Aleph. Tosis Rid has that whole block afterwards. But the Mishnah doesn't say Ir. But you have to say that Tosis Rid had the gears of the Mishnah. Yes, he did. Yes? So we asked, according to Tosis Rid, you don't need to have Orin to say Befaninatov, right? Any get that's delivered to Siam, you have to say it, whether there's protesters or not, right? So the answer, right? If you don't say Befaninatov, it's possible. So the answer is that we're talking about a guy that cannot say Befaninatov. So in a case where a guy cannot say Befaninatov, they were makshu the get, Kolzman, there's no error. If there's error, you'll have to be Miskayim Chosamov. Okay? That's the Chiddush. If there's error, you have to be Miskayim Chosamov. Yeah.
Can we just repeat the Kasha again? We had it to maybe get an answer.
Well, the block that we have is before the Mishnah.
Right.
It's on Daf Beis of Manav.
Yeah.
Tosis Rid had a different gear so that error comma is going on our Mishnah. Okay. Problem with that is it doesn't say Orin in the Mishnah.
Right.
So the Tosis Rid has a gear so yes. He puts it in our Mishnah. So we said, why do you need Orim? If you're delivering the get from Nisiyam, you have to say find out whether there's Irim or not. The answer is the Mishnah about a guy who cannot say Befanei Nechtav. So if he cannot say Befanei Nechtav, they were makel to allow the get to be kosher as long as there were no Orim. But if there are Orim, it's Iskai Mechotzamov. Then you have to Mekai Mechotzamov. You got it? Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Okay, now, one second. Are we doing this lunch tomorrow or not?